All right, so this one is regarding physical education. I wear for athletic and outdoor activities and keeping children's eyes protected from the sun's rays. All right, so I have a 7-year-old son who just had an exam and he needs eyeglasses. Now, in regards to sports, what do parents need to look out for in regards to eyewear?
Sure. Well, the first thing is when your child is diagnosed as needing glasses, mm-hmm. they'll probably need their primary pair of glasses. Mm-hmm. It's important that you know and that all parents know that any pair of glasses that you get from LensCrafters always uses impact-resistant lenses.
Is that polycarbonate?
So that's polycarbonate. Yeah, the trade name is polycarbonate. Polycarbonate mm-hmm. is an impact-resistant material. It's extremely lightweight, and that's always used for all of our children just to protect them. Specifically, when you get a pair of sports glasses or sports goggles, we do also use the polycarbonate, and we use a slightly different thickness to protect the children's eyes. You can use regular frames, mm-hmm. but if they're going to be active, if they're going to be serious enough in a sport, there are special sports goggles that we provide to you. Some of them are the wraps you've seen where they kind of have the wrap around the head. And some of them are more like, they look actually like, sort of like sunglasses, mm-hmm. But just with clear lenses. And they have the traditional earpieces. Mm-hmm. Either way, they serve two functions. Number one, to provide great vision. You know, you think about all the things that we want to do to help our children be successful, all the practices you take them to and everything else. If they're not seeing the image clearly, you know, maybe it's not that your son or daughter's not good at hitting a curveball. Mm. Maybe they're just not seeing it correctly. So getting that prescription on them is going to hopefully help them feel more confident and feel better at their vision, or I'm sorry, at their sport. But it's also the protective value, you know. Mm-hmm. Think about all the sports that a child can play. You think about shin guards, and you think about elbow pads, and you think about helmets. Eyewear is just as, if not more, important. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, getting a good pair of sports glasses not only provides your child with better vision, but provides them with the protection that they need. So, God, goodness forbid something would happen, we have a shatter impact-resistant lens and over both their eyes to protect them from any damage.
Okay. So do you recommend that parents get kids one regular pair and then the pair for sport?
I think it depends on their level of activity. You know, mm-hmm. I think that the truth is that, you know, getting in, when you get your first pair of glasses for kids, there's a lot of questions and you don't know, and it's an investment, and we understand that. I think, you know, at first, if you have a child who is casually into sports or is playing outdoors, I think that you'll find that the quality of the frames that they don't bother making a child's frame unless it's good quality. So if you looked at any of those frames, they all can withstand the rigors of normal childhood play.
Right.
But if your child is going to be serious into the sport, then I think it's worth the investment. You know, think of all the other investments that you would make for your child. Mm-hmm. I think that in that case, get them a pair of sports goggles especially. And they'll understand. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do here with the back to school is to get parents and children to understand the importance of what we do. And if you get a child to understand that this is an important thing for you, they'll treat it with the kind of respect and they won't lose it, they won't break it, and so that kind of will help you as well.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else that you think parents should need to know in regards to sports and their kids' glasses?
Well, the one thing that, you know, we'd like to talk about is if you're going to be playing any outdoor sports, mm-hmm. even if your child doesn't wear prescription glasses, mm-hmm. A good pair of sunglasses mm-hmm. should be worn. You know, you think of, in any instance where you would think to yourself that a child's outside, if you could ever think that you'd want to put sunblock on your child, you should be thinking that you should also put sunglasses on your child. Okay? Mm. Children are exposed to an incredible amount of UV in a year, much more than an adult, for two reasons. They spend a lot more time outdoors than you and I do, and they very rarely wear sunglasses. Mm. You know, you think about bringing a baby outdoors, and you wouldn't put them in direct sunlight. And the reason is their skin is not well developed yet to protect against the harmful rays of the sun, harmful UV. Well, a child's eyes are not yet well developed to protect against harmful UV. 70% more UV gets to a child's eye than gets to yours and mine. And that's simply because their eye is not fully developed yet. And so it's more critical than it is for an adult to have protective sunwear. Now, if we're talking about a game like football, or if we're talking something that, you know, maybe sunglasses are unnecessary, but if you have a son or a daughter who's playing softball or baseball, or if you have someone who's playing tennis, and they're going to be outdoors for long periods of time, a good pair of sunglasses will accomplish two things. It'll give them protection from the UV, and the secondary effect of it'll provide them with, again, protection in case anything happens with the ball or anything like that. So, mm-hmm. Any time that your child is outdoors, mm-hmm. they should be wearing a good pair of prescription sunglasses. A pair of sunglasses, whether it's prescription or not.
Mm-hmm.
A regular Ray-Ban child's frame provides all the UV protection that you would ever need. If you get any pair of glasses that you purchase from LensCrafters, you don't have to worry, you don't have to look at the label. Whether it's prescription or not, it has 100% UV protection. If you get them elsewhere, you have to really look at the label and make sure. Mm-hmm. But you want that kind of protection for your child.
Okay. And so at what age, you said that you use the 70% number, mm-hmm. what age does that change?
So, it's a fluid number. Mm-hmm. The idea is that you have... there's a lens inside of our eye, okay? Mm-hmm. So what happens is, we can use an example. Look at your skin and look at my skin. Your mm-hmm. skin is much darker than mine, mm-hmm. right? And it's there for a reason, because you're from an area with more exposure to sun than I am, okay? Mm-hmm. So your skin is more adept. If you and I both go outside for 2 hours, mm-hmm. your skin has the melanin to absorb harmful UV. Mm-hmm. So you won't get a sunburn. My skin doesn't, so I'll get damage to my skin because of UV. The inside of the eye is very same. As UV goes onto the inside of the eye, different people have different levels of pigmentation that helps to absorb some of the UV. There's a lens inside of our eye, and this is the same as a lens that you would get in a camera. It focuses mm-hmm. in and out, but it has the secondary function of, as light is coming into the eye, light comes into our eye, through this structure called the cornea, through our pupil, that's the hole in your, the dot in your eye,
mm-hmm.
and then is supposed to focus here on the retina. There's this structure right here called the lens. So this helps us to focus, but it has the secondary function of, as light's coming in, it absorbs some of the UV so that it doesn't get to the sensitive retina back here. Well, the problem is, in children, this lens is not fully developed yet, and so it's not absorbing or protecting against, it's not absorbing as much UV as it would in an adult. So, that percentage that I gave to you, when does that change? Well, that's difficult to say. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, by about age 15 or 16, mm-hmm. the human eye has developed the amount of protection that it would need to be considered adult protection. Mm-hmm. But again, we want to make sure that all that time within there, that they're mm-hmm. getting sunglasses, and even after that,
right.
just because it's developed to protect doesn't mean that there's not some that's getting through, and that's why we want to wear the sunglasses.
All right, great. Is there anything else that parents need to know in regards to the kids being out in the sun in their eyes?
I think, the sunglasses is the number one part, but mm-hmm. I think did you take a walk to the nutrition station,
yes.
right? So that's it, the two keys to taking care of the eye. People always say, what's good for my eye? And it's real simple. Good diet and sunglasses. Really, that's it. If you do those two things, the rest of it follows suit. Of course, eyewear when necessary for prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But the main factor for most problems with the eye, and this includes cataracts and macular degeneration, mm-hmm. is UV exposure and damage to the tissues. So if we can reduce UV exposure, we can reduce damage to the tissues. Also, if we can use certain nutrients, that helps to combat some of the bad things that the UV does. So those are really the two main things. And then, but for children, I think the key is also teaching them that sunglasses are an important part of their health care. Mm-hmm. The whole point of what we're trying to do here today is get parents to understand that, you take your child to see the physician every year,
mm-hmm.
and you take them to see the dentist once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to also take them to see the optometrist once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And for the reason is we want to start setting up good habits. If you take mm-hmm. your child to the dentist twice a year, when they reach adulthood, you've developed a habit that they're going to hopefully continue.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the eye doctor. We want our children to do that. When it comes to sunglasses, if you provide them with some information and explain to them why we're getting them the sunglasses, they will take some ownership and they'll say, oh, this is cool. These are here to protect my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, because I know every parent worries about getting a pair of Ray-Bans that are going to end up in the playground at the end of the day. But I think you'll find that, you know, especially if you find something that the child likes, and if you explain the importance of it, that you can get them to take some ownership, and that they, you know, they'll embrace wearing sunglasses when they understand it's helping them.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I learned a lot.